Welcome to the Special Docs Consultants podcast series. This is Terry Bauer, and I'm CEO of Special Docs Consultants. Thank you for taking the time to be involved in this podcast. I'd like to introduce the other members of the podcast crew here, Dr. Pat Tokars, Dr. Jeff Puglisi, and Michael Friedlander. The next part of the discussion is going to be what we call the fear factor. What this means is doctors are fearful of change. They've been trained a certain way. They've practiced, many of them, for the same way for the last 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 years. They're frustrated. They're upset. They're quitting medicine. And they're fearful of doing something different. We're going to talk to Pat Tokars, Jeff Puglisi, and Michael Friedlander about how can we help physicians understand that making a transition will really take them to a better place. So, Pat, I'd like to get your perspectives.
Well, I think you're right, Terry. Physicians as a group are somewhat resistant to change. We have a lot of inertia, and particularly those of us who are busy in a small primary care practice aren't that good at looking at long-term financial planning for our practice. In general, we just when things get rough, we just try and work harder, which can only go so far. As you keep adding more patients to the schedule, you get to a point of very quickly of diminishing returns. And with the increased efforts to measure physician performance, particularly in pay for performance and pay for value, it's going to mean much more measurement of everything that a primary care physician does. And that means checking more boxes on your EHR. And already, studies have shown that physicians spend twice as much time complying with regulations and filling out forms than they do face-to-face with patients. And I think that correlates with another report this year that showed over 50% of primary care physicians recognize active signs of burnout in their own behavior and their own feelings. This is certainly not a sustainable situation. MACRA is only going to make it worse. I think many people have felt that the small practice, the small independent practice, is extinct, and we're all being forced into large mega groups. But studies have also shown that the best and most cost-effective care comes from small groups of primary care physicians. So we're really losing a lot when we lose this approach to healthcare.
Jeff, maybe you can offer your views on the changes that are going on in healthcare and some of the decisions that you went through.
Fear is the driving force in, I would say, the overwhelming majority of physicians as to why they don't become a concierge doctor. The fear of failure, the fear of saying goodbye to their patients that they've known for 20 or more years, the fear that they're going to be looked at by patients, by family members, by other physicians in the community as, oh, they're just switching over to that elite level care because they want to make more money and work less often. And I think that fear is something that permeates all of these decisions. And if physicians are out there listening to this, understand this, that all of the fears that you have are all the fears that we share. And the most important thing to say is that you need to do your homework. You need to understand if this model is correct for you and your partners, for you and your family, and for you and your patients. The best and really the only way to do that is to partner with a group. A lot of our identity as physicians, particularly when we want to be in practice for more than 10 years, is wrapped up into taking care of patients. And this idea that we're going to shift the entire identity that we've had and that we've built and we've spent many, many hours to build a practice and to form relationships with patients, it is a very difficult decision to jump off that cliff, as we say, and go into a concierge practice. But I'll tell you this, that it has saved my life, not professionally only, but personally. I can guarantee you that the number of hours that I was spending taking care of patients in a way that I felt was not up to the standard that I would treat my family members was weighing on me. It was weighing on me for at least 6 or 7 years. And I think that finally I got the courage and the strength to do so, and it took a lot of people in this room and many conversations with them to give me that courage.
Thank you. Pat, you have a closing comment?
I just like to sum up and say, you know, after my experience of practicing in traditional medicine and concierge medicine, I think it's a much greater risk to try to maintain a traditional practice in today's environment, and I think it'll be even more difficult, if not impossible, in the near future.
Thank you. That concludes part two, The Fear Factor. We'll pick it up with before and after stories in our next podcast.